From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. That you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in the book of Joshua, bringing the final portion of a message called The Holy War of Sanctification. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook by C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is called No Fear of Death. The text is found in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. The first death we must endure, unless the Lord should suddenly come to his temple. For this let us abide in readiness, awaiting it without fear, since Jesus has transformed death from a dreary cavern into a passage leading to glory. The thing to be feared is not the first, but the second death, not the parting of the soul from the body, but the final separation of the entire man from God. This is death indeed. This death kills all peace, joy, happiness, hope. When God is gone, all is gone. Such a death is far worse than ceasing to be. It is existence without the life which makes existence worth the having. Now, if by God's grace we fight on to the end and conquer in the glorious war, no second death can lay its chill finger upon us. We shall have no fear of death and hell, for we shall receive a crown of life which fadeth not away. How this nerves us for the fight! Eternal life is worth a life's battle. To escape the hurt of the second death is a thing worth struggling for throughout a lifetime. Lord, give us faith so that we may overcome, and then grant us grace to remain unharmed, though sin and Satan dog our heels.
Servants now seek a fresh glimpse of your face.
Your loving eyes restore our vision. Your mighty acts deserve our praise.
Burning fires that were once desires return again through your grace. Keep the race before us.
Keep our hearts turned toward the prize.
With patience and endurance, the cross standing firm in our eyes. Keep the race before us,
and reward us, Lord, by your grace.
With crowns of righteousness from the righteous judge, when we finish the race. For courage to face our struggles each day. Fears of the past shall not last if we faithful stay.
Let your passion consume us as to the truth we hold.
With our calling so sure, victory secure, steadfast we press to the goal. Keep the race before us.
Keep our hearts turned toward the prize.
With patience and endurance, the cross standing firm in our eyes. Keep the race before us.
And reward us, Lord, by your grace.
With crowns of righteousness from the righteous judge. When we finish the race. And endurance, the cross standing firm in our eyes. I am healed with our hearts, and reward us, Lord, by your grace, with crowns of righteousness from the righteous judge. When we have finished the race.
If your Bible reading is usually in the Authorized or King James Version, you have probably encountered words that are quite unfamiliar. Because the Authorized Version was translated in the 17th century, some of its words are no longer in use or perhaps have a different meaning now. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer a booklet containing many of those archaic terms and their meaning in modern-day speech. In addition, the booklet contains a Bible reading plan that will help you to read the whole Bible through in 2 years, as well as the Psalms and the New Testament twice. To obtain your copy of A Bible Word List free of charge, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of A Bible Word List, and we'll be happy to provide it. In Joshua 17, verses 17 and 18, the children of Israel had completed the conquest of Canaan, yet each tribe still had to possess the land that had been allotted to them, for in each case pockets of resistance remained. In our text, Joshua exhorts the tribes of Joseph, Ephraim, and Manasseh, saying, "Thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have chariots of iron, and though they be strong." Dr. Cairns is applying these words to the Christian life. Those who truly know Christ as their Savior still have to battle against sin throughout their earthly lives. These are the Canaanites, whose presence is a source of grief to every believer. The command to Israel was, "Drive out all of them," and so it must be for the individual child of God. There must be no toying with sin. Rather, the believer is to flee from it. We are in an unremitting war against sin. Yet, as the text intimates, the Canaanites could be driven out. The power of Christ is more than sufficient for this battle. Obviously, victory is possible only as we stay close to the Savior. Finally, we see that the Canaanites will be driven out. Ultimate victory is assured because Christ has triumphed over Satan on the cross. Now to conclude this message, the holy war of sanctification, here is Dr. Cairns.
You say you're called to glory? You say the highest point of your existence for all eternity will be to be conformed body and soul to Jesus Christ, sinlessly perfect? You tell me that is your calling from God, and that is your joyous expectation, that you're living in anticipation of eternal glory? Is that what you say? Then, says Paul, here and now, lay hold of this, because of sinless perfection for all eternity is your greatest joy. Well then, start battling sin now. But don't kid yourself that you're looking forward to be sinlessly perfect if you're quite happy to be as sinful as you can get away with down here. No excuses. No pet sins. The dearest idol I have known, whate'er that idol be, help me to tear it from thy throne and worship only thee. This is a call to comprehensive holiness. Paul prayed for the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sanctify you wholly, spirit, soul, and body. That's why the epistles call for holiness in personal life, holiness in family life and family relationships. And Peter says, if they're not right, they'll hinder your praying. Calls for holiness in church life. Calls for holiness in public life. This is comprehensive holiness. What is the message? It's the message Joshua gave to the Israelites. The Canaanites should be driven out. There's a second strand to that message. It was that the Canaanites could be driven out. Not only should they be, but they could be. The text was a message of comfort. The Lord intended Israel to enter into that inheritance and enjoy it. And His grace and His power were enough to deal with the foes. And that's His message to us. Time forbids that I pursue this at great length, but let me make the statements very clearly. Holiness and victory over sin are the birthright of every born-again believer. Paul told the Romans in chapter 6, verse 14, sin shall not have dominion over you. Sin will not be your Lord. Christ is your Lord. No man can serve two masters. In 1 John 5, verse 4, the apostle says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. It's a plain statement to which there are no exceptions. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. This is the birthright of every Christian. This is why Christ died. Titus 2:14 says, He gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. That's why He died. Joshua told the Israelites that their enemies could be driven out. The Savior's telling us that our sins can be driven out. Have we not already experienced something of Christ's power? Hasn't He saved us? When you look back to what the Lord did in saving you, is it not a miracle? Have we not already had some victories over sin? Can we not look back to see where God has given us victories in places where before we had awful defeats? Have we not seen others receive great victories? Have we not seen the gospel at work in the lives of men and women doing things that none but God could do? We know that the enemy can be driven out. question then is, why do so many of us suffer so much defeat? Why do so many Christians not drive out the enemy? The answer is the very same as we find in the book of Joshua. Christians fail to drive out their sins for the reasons Israel failed to drive out the Canaanites. Some of Israel's enemies seem too difficult. Sometimes we give up thinking that sin is too big, or that battle would be too long, or too costly, or too extreme. Is it not extreme to say drive them all out? Is it not extreme to go to that length? No, it's not. It's God's word. Another reason in Israel was fear and unbelief. That fear, that unbelief will keep us from victory. Their eyes were sometimes more on the enemy than they were on the Lord. And let me tell you, that's the major reason why Christians don't get the victory, when they have their eyes more on the enemy than they have them on the Lord. You know, there are Christians who spend far more time doing just about everything else under the sun than they do in fellowship with God, in the Word of God, in prayer, in service. I believe that a Christian, whatever his calling, whatever his job, should be on the job for Christ continually, always ready to give to any man who asks him an answer and a reason for the hope that lies within him. I've told you before of an old friend of mine who was a driver. He used to drive one of these great semis that was carrying tons and tons of fuel from here to there across the country. Didn't matter where he went. If he was caught in a traffic jam and he had to get out, he would talk to somebody about the Lord. When he was asked to do a bit of driving that was particularly dangerous, to get fuel in a very, very severe weather pattern into a town called Rathfrieland. In Northern Ireland, it's called Rathfrieland on the Hill, because you've got to go up a terrible incline to get to the town, no matter which direction you come from. One driver had tried and failed. It's enough to wreck a man's nerve. Sheet ice. If this thing stops on this hill, you start going back, you're possibly going to your death. But there are hospitals up there. They need the fuel. Will you go? I'll go. The first that I use going is a way to witness to an ungodly manager of Christ. Doesn't matter what a Christian's job is, he should be on the job for Jesus. But all there are Christians today, and they've so got their eyes on the world, on the enemy, on their sin, that they have lost the vision of Christ. Lost the vision of Christ. They have no heart for the war. They want to give up. They want to be comfortable. They want to be an onlooker in the things of God, a spectator in the great fight of faith. In some cases, it seems profitable to do that. The Israelites, you know, put some of these Canaanite tribes under tribute. They started to make money out of them. It's a terrible thing when Christians start making money out of their sin. Why do we suffer defeat? The enemy said that the Lord says the enemy should be driven out. He told them he could be driven out. But thank God, there is the final great thought that the Canaanites would be driven out. The word shall is a sovereign imperative. Gives us a complete assurance. Despite temporary failures, the text is saying that the Israel of God will drive out all the Canaanites. This was anticipating the day when Israel would have uncontested possession of the whole land. That day has not yet arisen. But believe me, it will arise. It will come. And spiritually, Christ has bought us perfect redemption. His purpose is our entire deliverance. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3, verse 8. That's why he was manifested. That's his purpose. The purpose of God is shown in Romans 8, 28 to 30. And where does it lead? Whom he called, he justified. Whom he justified, he glorified. There's no slip between the cup and the lip. God says, when I call you, I justify you. When I justify you, I glorify you. God's justified people will be glorified. The day of the redemption of the body is coming. The total, sinless, uncontested possession of all that is in Christ for all eternity. That's the future for the people of God. He'll finally bring us to that sinless perfection that John spoke of. We know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We shall be like him. Today, we need to lay hold on this eternal life. We need to be as like to Christ as Murray McShane used to pray, as holy as it's possible for a saved sinner to be. But then we shall be entirely like Christ, without sin. And that in itself should encourage us to battle sin here and now. What did Paul say? Philippians 3:21. The Lord Jesus Christ shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Notice the future and the present are brought right side by side here. The day is coming when this vile body will be made like unto Christ's glorious body. But how do I know that? Because Christ is already working. He is now able to subdue all things to himself. It would be a strange kind of faith in a strange kind of Savior that give us the confidence that he's going to subdue everything to himself, but he has no power to subdue anything today. It's not the Christ of the Bible. He now has power. And the vision of the coming sinless perfection of the saints is a great encouragement for us to pursue holiness now unto the Lord. Christ has purchased great things for us. I want you to understand that. To be a Christian is to be given the greatest dignity that God can give to any creature. A dignity that even angels cannot share. God has given us a full provision. All that Christ has purchased for us will be ours. Our glorification is certain. It's secure. Until then, let us pursue sanctification, which Paul calls holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. May God give us to be more than conquerors in the holy war of personal sanctification. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, bless thy word. Father in heaven, use thy word. Bring the lost to the Savior. Bring saints to the victory. Thank God we have a mighty Savior. Bless God, he came to destroy the works of the devil. Destroy every stronghold of sin in our being. Oh God, we would echo McSheehan's desire. Make us as holy as it is possible for saved sinners to be. Hear our prayer. Give us humble hearts, honest hearts, heedful hearts. God, grant that we'll go from this house today with an honest desire and a God-given faith to obey Thee. Oh, that our steps were directed to keep Thy statutes. Part us with Thy blessing. Keep us in Thy fear. Be the abiding portion of all Thy church. And as we continue to battle till that day dawns and the shadows flee away, keep us more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For it is in His name and through the merits of His precious blood, we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.